Hello, beautiful mama. Thank you so much for stopping by and listening to this. I hope you are well. I just wanted to grab you for a quick moment because I have something so special to share with you. As you may or may not know, I started the Mama Chats just after having my daughter Georgia because I was feeling quite, I guess, lonely navigating this new world of motherhood. And I really wanted to create a community of mums who were navigating the same thing so that we could share the journey. And I'm so excited to announce the evolution of that with the introduction of the Conscious Mama Guidance Cards. It is a deck of 42 guidance cards, which have been hand illustrated by Alana from Grounded Minds, and all the words on them have been written by me. They are honestly absolutely stunning. If you follow me on Instagram, you would have seen them being given a sneak peek. But basically, these guidance cards have been designed to bring you comfort, to instill confidence, and to help positively guide your thinking as you honor the seasons of motherhood. So I really, really hope that, you know, these cards can help you to truly trust your maternal instincts. I know as a mum how hard finding those moments of self-care is each day. So these cards really offer you that moment of self-care where you can just sit down, take a deep breath, pull a card, and just feel so much more back in alignment and have a fresh and loving perspective as you navigate this world of motherhood. So the cards are now available for pre-sale. It's a VIP list which you have to be signed up to. However, it is so crazy to think, but our VIP list is almost exceeding the stock levels we have. So I wanted to jump on to highly encourage you to get on that list. You can do that by clicking the link in the show notes now. It will take you to the VIP list, which will give you entry into our competition where there's some really great giveaways up for grabs. Plus, it'll give you VIP access to these cards. So if you're on the list, you'll get access before the public. It will be this Sunday. And honestly, you need these cards in your life. I cannot explain to you, like, these have literally been created for you. Alana's hand drawn them, I've written them, and we've designed them all for you. So make sure you jump on that link, sign up, and yeah, I hope that you can get your hands on these beautiful cards. They're a perfect gift for you or a perfect gift for a new mum to be. So thank you so much. I can't wait to be back in your ears with a new Mama Chat very soon. Hello and welcome to my Mamahood Chats. I'm your host, Madeline Carafa, creator and host of the Healthy Hustlers podcast and mum to my beautiful baby girl, Georgia Florence. Motherhood, as beautiful and magical as it is also overwhelming, exhausting, and a massive guessing game. One thing I know for sure is having a supportive community of like-minded mamas you can lean on is one of the greatest gifts on this journey. And I want you to know that this is your network, this is your community, this is your mama gang. Mamahood is a series of empowering and nourishing chats designed to give you the confidence to trust your own maternal instincts, listen to your inner knowing, and truly believe you have all the answers you need within. During these chats, I'm joined by nurturing, conscious, and influential mamas, where through their lens, we share thoughts, learnings, and insights into motherhood with the aim of showing you that there is no right or wrong, there is no rule book, there is no one way. Everyone's journey is unique, and that is what makes it so damn special. It's time to do motherhood on your terms. Together, let's harness our own unique mamahood superpowers, lift each other up, and rewrite the rule books. Today, I welcome the divine Jules Robertson back to the microphone. Joining me recently for a healthy conversation, today Jules and I are diving into her motherhood journey. Recently being awarded the Emerging Entrepreneur of the Year in the Oz Mumpreneur Awards, Jules is paving her path to success while gracefully honouring the seasons of motherhood. Jules welcomed her first child, Oliver Chase, in 2020 and seems to be quickly adapting to the business life, mum life juggle. Known to most for her time on Married at First Sight, where her and her now husband Cam stole the hearts of Australia. Now, first-time parents, Jules spills the beans on the products she loves to use for Ollie and the tips and tricks she's learnt so far. Jules is an absolute breath of fresh air. Her energy is absolutely contagious and her sparkle shines bright. Here's Jules. Hello, lovely Jules, and welcome back to the Healthy Hustlers podcast. I'm so excited to be chatting to you again today. How are you?
I know. I'm good, Maddie. Having me back.
I know. Thank you for your time. So much positive feedback on your last episode. So I so appreciate your time again. I know you're a busy woman, so it's always great
really
to chat though.
I enjoyed it. And I actually was listening back having a laugh at us and I was like, I'm laughing at ourselves. Like, what a narcissist thinking that we're so funny.
It's always so funny though, because I feel like when you are recording and you're like thinking and that, you often forget what you literally talk about. And then so listening to them back is always, I reckon, so nice because you're like, oh, okay, I'm actually getting something out of this too.
But no, it was great. So thank you for having me again.
Oh, I'm so glad. Now, Jules, I do start all of these motherhood chats in a really similar way, and it's finding out what season of motherhood that you are currently in.
Okay, so season of motherhood. I mean, when you say that, I think of you and they say like you're in the fourth trimester or whatever. Yeah. I think the ninth trimester. Ollie just turned one. So yeah, it's getting I think it's getting to the little bit more of a difficult stage. That's what I'm in motherhood right now. He just started daycare yesterday. So the first day, yeah, dropped him off. Awesome. And he didn't even look at me when I left. He was like, later.
And that's then, amazing.
They rang me at like 11 a.m. and they're like, oh, just to let you know that the sleeping thing's not really happening. He's standing up in the cot laughing at us. And I was like, that sounds about right. So anyway, but when I picked him up in the afternoon, he only had an hour and a half sleep. So he slept all the way through from 6:30 to 4:30 this morning and then went back to sleep till 6:30. So that's okay.
Wow. Oh, that is so good though. That's such a positive like first response to daycare. That's amazing. You must be so proud.
No, it was good. He's going twice a week now. Like we're ready for that because I don't know. I think, which I've read a lot about, a lot of babies getting quite dependent on their parents because they're the only people that are around them at the moment in lockdown, which and it's such a vulnerable age where at his age now, I'm like, I'm so glad it's happening that he is around other kids and not just us all the time. So it's a good stage. And also, it was getting to the point where I was feeling a little bit guilty because and my husband because we're working from home and we just couldn't give him the attention that he needs all the time, you know, because he's on the move and he's in everything.
And it's crazy how quickly it changes, doesn't it? Like when they get to kind of, I reckon, over that 8 month to 12 months just seems like such a massive developmental stage and they just need your attention and the stimulation so much more and it's like, whoa, okay. Yeah, yeah, it's a whole new girl.
It's wonderful, but... Yeah, I think to answer your question, I'm in the messy season. Eighth, ninth, trimester, messy season.
I feel like I'm still in the messy season and Georgia just turned two, so maybe hold on to your hat. That's a great way to describe it though. Now, Jules, what would you say has been kind of one of the biggest changes for you personally since becoming a mum?
Oh God, I mean, everything, your whole life is completely different. And I think we spoke about it last time, just having the acceptance of your time and accepting that things don't get done. Like for me, as I said before, that was a huge thing, just not being able to be so proactive when I wanted to be, you know, and just accepting that this little person comes first and putting them first and above all and dropping everything for them. Like it's a whole new world, you know, it's learning to be completely selfless, you know, and putting someone before everything else, which it completely comes natural because you just love this little thing more than anything. But it's a different way of life and it's a different way of learning how you are and how you usually function in your day and day. So, oh God, I don't even know the answer to that, babe, because there's just too many things going on.
No, it's the wildest change. And it's almost like, did you feel like you were prepared for it? Or do you feel like now going through it, you're like, oh, I did not expect all of that crazy change?
Yeah, I think I was. I think I was very ready to be a mother. I was very ready to just, you know, love something more than me and really care for something. So, I don't think anything's really come as a massive shock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I still think it's amazing how much you can just look at this little thing and just think, God, I love you so much. And, you know, you don't really do much, but I just love you.
What do you do for me? It's a very one-way traffic.
Consume my time. You're such a time waster. I just stare at you.
Oh, it's so true, so true.
No, I mean, they bring so much joy, don't they, though, these little things.
Oh, they do.
Yep. These little things called children.
Yeah, it is. It's so true. I was actually thinking that not long ago, how many, like, joyful moments there actually are in motherhood. And I'm like, it's probably the one period of your life where it's just literally, like, your day is filled with so many moments and little pockets of joy. It's, like, so blissful.
It truly is. And then all those little pockets of joy that don't come back again because they're past. Yeah. Like, when that 0 to 1 – all those first time moments that they're doing to learn new things, like the noises and the sliding and the trying to get up and like they're all gone, you know, but they were so wonderful to watch, like the progress of them learning and you know, becoming a little toddler.
Yes, so true. Now, have you had any parenting books or any influences that have really helped you throughout or impacted your motherhood journey in a positive way?
I'm a really big fan of Dr. Harvey Karp, who's the curator of The Happiest Baby, the Snoo. Like, I just, yes. I really enjoy him as a human. Like, I think he's an awesome person. But I just recently watched his Happiest Toddler on the Block, which also comes in a book. But the video, I think it must be early 2000s, 1999 or something. It's quite funny to watch. But the messaging's still the same. And I don't have time to sit down and read a big book. So I watched the DVD. You can actually downloaded, I think, on the Happiest Baby website. It's like $9 or something. And it's about speaking toddlerese to your baby and communicating to them like they're basically, yeah, like it's crazy and you feel a bit stupid doing it, but it's a way of communicating to a toddler in their language to get them to do what you want ultimately and treating them like they're little cavemans because that's kind of how they act. You know, they walk around and they stomp and they grunt and they grab things and they, you know, they express themselves in such a caveman kind of mentality.
Yeah.
And it's about teaching you how to communicate with your baby and try and get them to understand each other. So that's really interesting. So my husband and I are trying to incorporate that into our life. It's not easy. Like, it's something you just have to keep on practicing. But
yeah.
I think, it obviously works. It's a best-selling book. It's sold millions. And I just really just like his philosophy on how he looks at children.
That's awesome. I need to get onto that for sure. I actually used the Snoo with Georgia and my goodness, it was like the best thing ever.
It really is.
She's such an amazing sleeper. And I, 100% think it's because of the Snoo. So
yeah,
that's really interesting. I used to read a lot on their websites, like on their blog and stuff. I used to read a lot of their articles. They send such interesting emails and stuff as well with just really good little things for parents. There was something I remember around like temperature and how to gauge a baby's temperature and stuff, like just all these little hacks that are so useful as a parent, especially first time parent. Yeah.
That brand has created, even like the onesies for the middle of the night, but the ones that like just everything that they do is thought out really well, all about having your baby sleeping. And I've also now brought out a little teddy bear that is makes the same noise as a Snoo that has a Velcro on it so you can attach it to the, you know, in the car or in a pram.
Oh my goodness. So
it's taking the white noise with you in this beautiful little bear. I just think they're a great brand and I think he's done amazing things for so many parents around the world.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's so important to have those people too, that knowledge that you really trust or that person you really resonate. It's so comforting in motherhood.
Yeah, I've actually got him on my podcast Relatable next month.
Oh,
so
amazing.
Yeah, do a little shout out for anyone who wants to ask any questions because I'm like, this is the time because I'll be drilling him myself.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, I'll be tuning in. Don't worry. That is so good. And now, Jules, you are an ambassador for Lovekins, an all-natural baby mother skincare brand. Hopefully all my listeners know about that by now because I've been using it for the last 2 years with Georgia.
Oh, great. What products do you use? What do you love?
So I use a full baby skincare range. So I would say probably the face cream is my favorite, but also the nappies. I seriously can't go past them. I like, they're literally the best nappies on the market. I always say to Amanda, the owner, I'm like, even if I didn't work with you, like I would literally be buying these because they are the best. They're so soft and gentle.
The nappies, the Lovekin nappies are the day like toddler nappies are so good. Like I did an Instagram, I think it was a reel, and I've always wanted to be like that science experiment where you pour the water into it. Anyway, so I did that. But what I love about the most is that the frills are opened up for you. Like they're already done. You don't have to like pick them out. But they just hold so much water and they don't get that bubble butt, you know, that a lot of nappies do.
So true.
I don't think they've got the front and the back of them though, which obviously my husband struggles a little bit sometimes.
My mum, whenever she changes her, always says, which way is the front?
Yeah. No, but they are fantastic nappies. But why did I choose to go with Lovekins as to become an ambassador? Because I discovered them when I was pregnant and I used their stretch mark oil and it was amazing. Yes. And I did not get any stretch marks. And I love the brand. I love that they're a business of good cause. I love that they work with Share the Dignity, which is my chosen charity as well, which is for period poverty and women in domestic violence relationships. So they're very supportive and they're very underlining of women supporting women is very much their messaging, but also it's Australian. It's all harvest from Indigenous ingredients. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful brand that seriously cares about what you're putting on your baby. And I just love it. And I really love Amanda. I think she's doing great things. But yeah, it was no brainer for me to choose, you know, because obviously I did get asked by quite a lot of different brands. Yeah. And I was like, that's where it feels really good. And obviously I'd used it and I was like, it works. Like I didn't get one stretch mark. Like, that's amazing. I was always like, I'm going to be that woman that's as wide as I am tall when I get pregnant, covered in stretch marks. Like, because the one that gets everything. I was like, that's going to be me. But there's one thing I didn't get. I didn't get any. I didn't even get the darkness. I know everyone, you know, everyone's body's different, but I do believe that product is really, really good. So
Yeah,
I just love it.
It's so good.
Yeah. And the sun cream, it's just awesome.
Yeah. I've actually been using, because they release a pregnancy range when I wasn't pregnant, but I still got my hands on some. And I actually used the oil on my face for like fine lines and that. So I don't know. Yeah. I'm like, the ingredients are just so amazing that I'm like, oh, this is good all over your skin. So yeah, I use it on my face a lot. So not what it's meant for, but I reckon it works.
Well, it's got so many of their products have the Kakadu plum, which is like the highest source of vitamin C, like, and moisture in the whole world. Like it's an amazing, amazing ingredient. So a lot of their products are pumped with that. But I love their new little sanitizing little dangles that but I just have them everywhere, like dangling from anywhere I can hang them. So just to sanitize your hands. So they're really handy.
Yeah, so good. Yeah, Georgia loves that. Whenever she just puts out her hand, I know that she wants a little sanitizer.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, for you, I'm sure that you get asked by a lot of brands to align and to work with them. What is it as a mum that you really look for in kids' products when it comes to your kids? Like, what's the highest value for you?
I always like to try something before. I mean, I think if anyone follows my baby page, Baby Cub and Lady Lumps, like I do my cub code, which I created for other mummy businesses, like helping support other brands that I love and I think are great. And I do that to help support businesses, you know, to help get, you know, just put their out there. And obviously I've used it and I love it. So that's a really important thing for me because I know what it's like to you know, start a business and try and get it off the ground and everything. So I feel like that's a part of me giving back to other mums and I enjoy doing that. But as I said, I only do it for things that I love or I think it's just an amazing invention. Like at the moment, I'm really enjoying, oh my God, I can't remember the name of it right now, but it's what I have on the change table that I strap him in. He can't move because he will just roll off. Oh, I can do my head in. I'll have to share it with you eventually.
Yeah.
But that I did a cub code for that because I was like, this is an incredible invention. And when she gifted it to me, I was like, I don't need this yet, but I know it's going to be amazing. So I just love sharing inventions or products that I just think are great. But when it comes to actually having a collaboration and attaching my name to a brand, it is very much about, you know, just wholeheartedly loving it. Like I do a lot of work with Pigeon as well, which has been around for a very long time. It's just a loved and trusted brand. I tried so many different bottles and it is just a fantastic bottle and they make great products and the brand as a whole, they really care. So, and that's just from me having communication with them and learning about the company as well. So I think it's just having integrity with what you choose to work with and what feels good. And I think that comes from a lot of different things as well, said from trying it and believing in the product. So, but I don't, you know, there's not too many brands that I work with baby-wise. I said I'm more about helping support other mums, you know, with their businesses because it's a hard thing. You know, I just actually came with Oz Mumtrepreneur, which is it's quite a prestigious award. And I came third for product design and I also got Emerging Entrepreneur of the Year, which is amazing. And I think it's such an incredible award to recognize mums in business because unfortunately when you become a mum, some workplaces don't it doesn't fit your life anymore, right? Or it just doesn't seem to happen. So a lot of mums do become founders, and that is such a big input in the economy. And I think a lot of other mums support other mums in business as well, and source from them. So I think it's great, and I was really stoked to have won those two awards. So
yeah, congratulations on that. That was so amazing to see, and so deserving. It's incredible seeing everything that you're doing, and also the support that you do offer to so many brands and you know other mums trying to make it. So it really doesn't go unnoticed.
Yeah, thank you. I think it's really important.
I'm so glad you got recognised.
Thank you. Yeah, as I said, I think it's really important to help others where you can, and what goes around comes around.
Yeah, that's such a beautiful approach. Jules, what's been kind of one of the best pieces of mum advice that you've received?
Oh, I think like just the basic take help when you can get it. Like, you know, we were talking about the snoo before. I read this article on people getting the snoo guilt. Like, it's actually called a thing. Like, it's a diagnosis, the snoo guilt. Because obviously with the snoo, you don't really pick your baby up. It does a lot for you. It soothes it and everything. But I'm like, I don't get any guilt. This thing's helping me. This thing's helping my life. It's helping me sleep longer. It's helping my baby. Like, there's no guilt here at all. Like, so, and I just think that, I mean, even though it's a gadget, but it's helping you, right? So I just think take that help where you can get it. And for me, as I was saying before, you know, when you accept that things take longer and whatever, and I've always been very like in control and doing things myself and getting stuff done. And Ollie's very, my son is very, he's just so determined to do things by himself. And my husband's always like, I wonder where he gets that from. You know, like if you try and help him up, he will just let go of you and he'll get himself back down and he'll do it again. And Cam's like, he looks so much like my husband. Okay, it's the one thing he got from me, my dimple and his determination, or just being like pig-headed and doing everything yourself. So, yeah, that's it. It is a hard thing for some people to take help, but it is an amazing thing even to like, you know, when we could, like our neighbours sometimes like, oh, let me take Ollie. And it's just such a help, like just that half an hour of just – you know, with your babies, with someone that you trust, and you've got a moment to yourself. So I think it's just a really basic old school advice, but it is a good one.
It's really helped you. I love that. And oh my goodness, I was the same with the snoo. I used to say to my husband, it's amazing. It's like having a babysitter in the house. It's like I can have a shower and I can do all these things. So I definitely didn't get the snoo guilt. I was
there's like, actually,
this is genius.
A lady that reached out to me, and I need to find her DM because she has started a snoo rental company, because Happiest Baby in America, you can hire them because they're such a big company over there. Here, you've got mummy Facebook groups where you can swap and not swap, but, you know, rent. I've rented my, not rented, I've lent mine to a girlfriend, but I've actually got one of those those wands, sanitizing wands. So I just cleaned it out for her and then lent it to her for 6 months. And she's like, oh my God, thank you. But it is a bit of a weird one, you know, if you're like wanting to rent it out to someone you don't know. But this actual company, obviously, she obviously cleans it all amazingly. But I'm going to share it because I think it's really important, because not everyone can afford a snoo, right? Like, they are expensive, but it is a game changer in your child. So like anyone I've ever spoken to, is amazing. So I'm going to share that, and hopefully some other mums can get on board and change their sleeping patterns.
Yeah, I love that people are doing that, because I actually got mine from a friend as well. So, and it was literally, and she was on her third kid. She's like, seriously, babe, this is the best thing ever.
Yeah, the cycle so life of the snoo.
Yeah, I know.
It's
but
like the best
hand-me-down
ever.
Investment. Especially when, you know, they're only in bassinets. For anyone that doesn't know what it is, it's basically like a motorized bassinet. So it kind of rocks and soothes the baby.
And if your baby screams, it moves faster, the white noise gets louder, and it's just the best thing in the world.
It's literally the best. But it is. It's a big investment, especially if you can't just borrow it from someone or something. So I love that. Yeah, definitely let me know too when you find that message, because I would love to share it too.
I will.
I guess apart from the snoo, do you have any kind of like sleep philosophies, or what's your approach, tips and tricks in that when it does come to sleep?
Oh, we got a sleep teacher in, the sleep teacher, that's her name.
Yeah. Oh, she's amazing, Christy.
Yeah, Christy, she's awesome.
She's so good.
So obviously pre-lockdown, she came over and we just had to follow what she said. And then there was one time when my husband didn't, and he put him in the snoo, and I, oh my God, I lost my shit. I was like, okay, I'll never do that ever again. Because the thing is, it's all about, it's just routine and it's habit and it's doing the same thing. And just all the little basic things that she taught us about having the same words, like the routine. If you come in the room, we close the shutters, go nanas now, put the white noise on, sit down, put the fluffy things. So everything is that process for bed. And it's just that habit of creating that. So he's like, okay, this is sleep time. I mean, there are moments where he is just so, no, I'm not sleeping. And it's awful. Like, you feel like you've got to hold them with every strength in your body. And then eventually they go, oh, stop this. I'm going to go to sleep. But okay. It's a hard thing when you're trying to get your baby to sleep and they just don't want to. But we're very fortunate. Ollie is a good sleeper. But regards to that, I mean, if you're luckily and blessed with a bit baby that just does it, but we needed a sleep teacher, we needed some routine. And it was just, and I know that Christy does have online manuals that you can just purchase for age your baby is. And I think everything that she says is so simple and basic. But when you don't know any different, when you're on your first kid, you're like, well, I didn't know that. I didn't know that at all. Even hiding behind, you know, the cot, the baby can't see you, and then you're tapping them. You know, like all those little mini tricks, so they're not stimulated by you and your presence. They're just like, oh, this is nice. Someone's tapping my bum. So, yeah, it was a game changer for us. So I think if anyone's struggling, just, again, us, get some help.
Yeah, I've actually been meaning to get her on the show because I've been following her account since I had Georgia and got so many tips in the earlier days from her. But yeah, I really love her philosophy and her approach. And, you know, she's obviously a mum to young kids and that herself. So if you don't follow her on Instagram, she's just the sleep teacher.
The sleep teacher.
But she's amazing. Yeah, I love her. She's so great. I'm so glad you used her. That's so cool.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Jules, you're a boss mama. You are hustling. I love it. How do you juggle the demands of your business and your work with also being, you know, a full-time mum? I know you've mentioned daycare now, but, you know, over the past 12 months, how's that juggle looked for you?
Oh, the juggle has been very real. It's so funny, like the irony that I'm a co-host of the Juggling Act and the kids' book. I'm like, let's just put that into the works now. Let's just add another thing on. But I love it though. It's great fun. Kim Wilson, I have a ball. Yeah, I mean, daycare is going to be a big game changer. Like yesterday being the first day, like we just blitzed through and got so much done. I mean, everyone's circumstances are different, but me personally, I've got an amazing husband who's definitely a, you know, absolute teamwork. Like we teamwork everything and we co-parent and we share every single role together, which is very luckily like our circumstances of working from home. And I think, you know, being in a relationship, it's about the communication of having that time with each other to have those red flag moments and knowing when each other needs a bit of a timeout and have some time for yourself. So that's been how we've navigated it and made it work. And that's come down, as I said, to communication and just knowing when we're like, okay, look, I need a bit of time and that person takes over. So, yeah, I'm not going to say it's been easy because it's been a lot, but just say those moments of joy make up for all the stressful moments, don't they?
Yes, it is so true. I know it's crazy that you can have this like full intense stressed 1 minute and then the next minute you're like, oh, this is the best job in the world. I'm so happy. It's so crazy. The roller coaster of motherhood. Yeah. Jules, thank you so much for joining me once again today. Always love chatting to you. You are just such a beautiful soul. So thank you for all your wisdom and your time. I so appreciate it.
Oh, there's no wisdom here, trust me. I'm just doing my best like every other mama out there. Just fake it till you make it, ladies.
No, you're amazing. Thank you.
Thanks, hun.
If you'd like to learn more about Lovekin's all-natural baby and mother skincare range that we mentioned in today's episode, then please head to lovekins.com.au to shop now. Lovekin's baby skincare range is also stocked in selected Myer stores Australia-wide. I have used the full Lovekin's baby skincare range on my daughter Georgia since day dot. I honestly could not recommend this nourishing Australian-made product range anymore. It is absolutely perfect for precious skin. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please hit the subscribe button and leave a 5-star review. For any products mentioned in today's show, please check the show notes below and hit the direct links. If you'd like to suggest a future guest, please follow @TheHealthyHustlers on Instagram and send through a direct message. Until next week, don't forget to invest in you.